I am grateful and blessed that God has allowed me to experience another day. Hey girl, hey, it's your girl Rustique, and this is the Girls Room Podcast. Hey y'all, how you doing? Hey, we in this thing. I'm so excited. Today is April 14th, the day that I'm recording, and it is my 2-year Deltaversary. Shout out to those 34 torches. Shout out to Kappa Zai, the home team. I love y'all. I miss y'all, and sending love, kisses, and a whole bunch of oops, Yahweh. I am so excited to be starting this podcast, y'all. If you follow me on IG, you will know that I have been wanting to start this podcast for an entire year, a whole year. That means like 3, 6, 5, a whole year. I have had this written down in all of my journals, and I've had affirmations all over my house, and I was allowing for fear and imposter syndrome to really take over my life. Like, it was taken over in far too many capacities. And, you know, I had to sit and think, what is fear really doing for me? What is fear really doing for you? Because if we're being honest, I don't think it's doing anything but keeping you from doing the things that you want to do in life. I don't think it was doing anything for me but keeping me from chasing my dreams, chasing my goals. And, you know, we cannot have that in 2021 and so on, because we are going where the money reside, okay? So we got to take all of that out. I also wanted to create this podcast because I wanted to curate a safe space for women. You know, we go through so much each and every day. We have a different battle, a different story, and we need a place where we can go laugh, cry, learn, and grow, and just be one with each other. Y'all remember when y'all were little kids? I think it was like, you know, the Amanda Bynes or all that, one of the two, maybe together. There was a segment on her show called The Girls Room. And in The Girls Room, they would go in, you know, sit, chit chat in the restroom. They would gossip, fix their hair, all of that. And ladies, y'all know when we're at a club or at a day party, any event, we're all going into the bathroom together. Nobody's going into the bathroom by themselves. And when we go into the bathroom, we are gossiping about that man we just saw because, you know, he was so fine, or trying to fix our hair, trying to, you know, put on our Fenty lip gloss, all of that. And we're gonna get ourselves together, get back one, and then walk out together. So the restroom is almost like a safe space for all of us to come together. So, you know, that's what we finna do, create that safe space, because we're gonna talk about a little bit of everything. Talking about lifestyle, healing, growing, relationships, work, sis. We gonna talk about it all, and we gonna keep it real. And at the end of each episode, we are going to have a girl chat. And during this girl chat, you will be able to submit an anonymous question on the Instagram page at thegirlsroompodcast_. Again, that's the Girls Room Podcast _ on Instagram. There's a link there that you can submit an anonymous question. I promise you, it is 100% anonymous. I do not want to know your business. I'm not doing this to be nosy. I don't want to know. So we're going to have it completely anonymous so I can offer advice. A lot of my friends and a lot of my family, they always seem to come to me for advice. So, you know, Why not give the people what they want? Why not give the girlies the advice that people come to me for? Now, as a full disclaimer, I am not a therapist, okay? I am not a therapist. I did not go to school for therapy or anything like that. What works for me may not work for you, and vice versa. So if it applies, let it stick. And if it doesn't, go ahead and let that fly. Y'all are some amazing people because we already got 100 followers on Instagram in less than a day. So big claps to y'all. I love y'all. That's so amazing. I'm so grateful. I literally almost had tears in my eyes this morning because I just cannot believe that like this podcast is coming together, that y'all are supporting me, that y'all are excited to see what I have in store. So with that, we already do have some questions as well. So let's go into the first question for this episode. So this first question goes really well with what I was talking about earlier with letting fear take over. So the question is, what's some advice to give to others who may be in fear of doing something they always wanted to do? That is an amazing question, and I feel like it's something that I feel like everybody at some point in their life has felt that type of way. And I'm gonna be honest, it's hard. Like, I'm gonna be 100% honest. It is hard to, you know, finally let fear out of your body, out of your mind, but it's something that you really truly have to believe. You have to believe in yourself, first off. So, you know, all that he say, she say, what if this, what if that, take all of that out of your mind, remove all of that negative energy, and just, you know, believe in yourself. If you have to write it down a few times, if you have to look at yourself in the mirror a few times, if you have to go to your close friends or family, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and get a prep talk, do that. I feel like, you know, once you get that prep talk and once you believe in yourself, and then if you pray about it and like give it to God, because at that point, once you give it to him, he is going to give you the strength that you need, because without him, it ain't gonna get done, first off. But he is going to give you the strength that you need. And I promise you, after that, once you get that clarity and once you let go of all of the negative opinions, the negative thoughts, the negative Nancys, once you get rid of them, baby, you're there. That's exactly what I had to do. I had to sit down. One of my friends even made me spell out the word fear. And made me realize that, you know, fear is just a false perception of life. Like, it's just a false thing. It's not real. It's only real if you allow it to be. So with that, I hope that helps. If not, just ask me again and I'll try to answer a different way. But I love y'all. Thanks so much for listening. Peace out.